The following audio story contains explicit femdom material intended for adults only. My name is K.R. Silkenvoice. Today's episode I call Simon Says Use Me. I'm not the type to settle down with one person. I wasn't raised to think that marriage equated to monogamy. Nor was I raised to consider monogamy normal. So when I moved in with one of the men I've been dating for the past 3 years, the first thing my father said was, "He knows he can't own you, right?" Right, of course. Me being me and him being who he is, my lover, whom I will call Gabriel. My lover and I arrived at an agreement. He would be my primary partner, and I would not have any other lovers that I saw regularly. Nor would I take any new lovers in the foreseeable future. However, I was free to see and play with prior partners or exes if I so desired. This weekend, we put that agreement to the test. I have a friend about 10 years older than myself. Someone who is an airline pilot who used to fly for the Navy. He's also been an occasional lover since I was 18 or so. He had a layover at the airport nearby, and Gabriel and I talked. Emotionally, me seeing other people was a different situation for him than previously before I'd moved in. We talked about how the Dom in him wanted to hike his leg and piss on me, and then rip my pilot friend's throat out. The cuckold scenario didn't do anything for him. Something in him looks at me and thinks, mine. But I told him that regardless of what happened with my old lover, I was coming back to him, and that was what mattered. We fell into bed and had ferocious sex, the two of us switching who was top, vying for dominance like wrestlers in a tournament. Then I showered and cleaned myself up. I dressed carefully in a little black dress and high heels. Under it I wore a bustier and stockings, and armed with a handful of condoms and a duffel bag full of toys, I left with Gabriel's blessing, and a pussy brimming with Gabriel's cum. My pilot friend met me in the lobby. We hugged hello, and when his arms wrapped around me, he said, "I've been dreaming about worshipping your ass all week." I purred, flush with memories. A closet submissive with a guilty conscience. Simon had a serious thing for asses and freshly worn panties. We had drinks and some appetizers in the hotel bar and talked about all sorts of things. We talked about his work and how being an airline pilot still qualified him as a pussy magnet. I learned a lot about the sexual habits of airline personnel, who were apparently uninhibited by marriage and their activities. Apparently, pilots and flight attendants were constitutionally unable to be monogamous. Every overnight was like staying in Vegas. Apparently, what happens on an overnight never happened. Within 2 hours, we were upstairs in his hotel room, my black leather duffel bag sitting prominently on the bed. He kept glancing at my little bag of tricks, growing progressively more excited. I grabbed the bag and walked into the bathroom, telling him that when I came out, I expected him to be ready for me. In the bathroom, I disrobed, carefully hanging my little black dress on a hook. I pulled my harness out of the bag, located the dildo, and gave it a quick soap and water rinse. I noticed the Fleet's enema packaging in the garbage, so I knew it wasn't necessary to hang up my old-fashioned enema bag. My pilot had already prepared himself for the evening's adventures. I adjusted my black satin bikini bottom panties, making sure they fit snugly into the crack of my ass. Plumped my breasts in the bustier and headed back into the room with the dildo and harness in one hand and my bag of tricks in the other. Simon was on his knees by the desk, utterly naked and fully erect. When he saw me, he moaned. I set the bag and toys on the bed and sauntered over to him. When I reached him, I grabbed him by the hair and forced his face up against my panty-covered pussy. He rubbed his face against the satin, breathed deeply, and sighed. His hands caressed my legs on their way up to my ass, which he cupped worshipfully in his palms as if each cheek was made of Ming china. I told him that I'd had sex with Gabriel a few hours ago and that he'd come in my pussy, so I had some cuckold cleanup work for him, which he proceeded to do with enthusiasm. Simon sucked the crotch of my panties and then lapped at my pussy and ass with his tongue, like the good little ass worshipper that he is. I rewarded his efforts by bending him over the desk and thoroughly thrashing his ass with my crop. When he was nice and pink with lots of good welts, I massaged cocoa butter cream into his skin. He sighed so voluptuously that I couldn't help but pinch his welts once in a while, seasoning his pleasure with jolts of pain that made him hiss and moan. And then I put on my harness, slid a polyurethane condom down the length of my big 10-inch strap-on, and rubbed more cocoa butter cream along its length. I was making it very, very slippery, so it would slide in easily, no matter how ready Simon was. He liked the pain, the feeling of violation, and I was just the woman to give him what he craved. Oh yes, I certainly was. I grabbed him by the hair and leaned forward, pressing his face into the wood of the desk while I forced a finger into his ass. I told him he was mine to do with what I pleased, and seeing as he'd been such a bad boy recently, cheating on his wife and nailing every piece of ass in sight, I was going to nail his ass. Give him what he deserved. He moaned, diving deeper into subspace with every word I spoke. He was completely naked, with me standing over him in my bustier and stockings, and he ate it up. I told him how much I was going to make it hurt, and how he was going to take every inch of my strap-on, and that he was going to take it with his mouth closed, no screaming, and that the only thing I would permit him to do was to grip the edges of the desk to brace himself. If he did anything else, if he screamed too loudly, if he moved to resist me at all, I'd leave. I'd take my big strap-on and my bag of tricks and I'd walk out on him, leaving his ass hungry for what it really wanted. Then, with a final rub of his face into the wood of the desk, I released his head. I moved around behind him, deliberately dragging the strap-on down the length of his body. I scratched his welt with my fingernails, which made him whimper and dance his ass around. And then I stood behind him, with the head of my big black strap-on pressed up against the puckered rosebud of his anus, and I said, "Tell me how much you want me to fuck your ass." And he did. Simon begged. He pleaded. He told me in lurid detail how he'd wanted me to ream him out, how he'd cleaned himself for me, how he was such a bad boy and deserved what was coming, every last inch of it. And in the middle of one of his sentences, I leaned hard into him and forced the head of my strap-on into his ass. He gasped and sucked in air, and then his teeth clicked together and he moaned mightily, his fingers gripping the edge of the desk until his knuckles turned white. The cocoa butter cream gave his ass and my dildo an awesome slipperiness that allowed me to push smoothly into him, even as his body tensed, even as he resisted my efforts to penetrate him. And penetrate him I did, diving inexorably into his ass until every one of the 10 inches was inside him, and my harness was abrading his welts. And oh, how he moaned, how he wriggled his ass. He cried, his tears pooling on the desktop, But I didn't stop. He wanted to be violated, wanted to be taken hard and fast, and so that is what I did. I set my feet in those 4-inch heels, grabbed his hips, and fucked his ass with unrestrained violence. I unleashed a tempest of passion on him, and as I invaded him, I subjugated him with my voice, with my words, telling him he was a pathetic excuse for a man, that he'd never fuck me again, not with his small little penis that was incapable of satisfying me like Gabriel could with his big, thick cock. And I described Gabriel's wondrous cock, the cock that produced the copious amounts of cum that Simon had recently cleaned out of me. He ate it up. I leaned forward onto Simon, my palms balanced on his low back so the angle of penetration made it possible for me to hit his prostate, and as I jabbed my hips into him, I told him to come, demanded that he empty himself without a single stroke of his cock, and he did. He came hard with open-mouthed cries, his whole body rigid, as I sawed the head of my strap-on against his prostate. I patted his ass fondly and gave him the praise he so desperately craved as I pulled my strap-on out of him, uttering the words I'd said many times before at the conclusion of our sessions. "Good boy, Simon. Such a good little anal whore."